Hi, my name is Caroline Leventhal. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from depression, pride, stress, control, body image, and seeking man's approval. Hi, guys. I've been blessed to grow up in a Christian home with parents who were and are committed to teaching me and my siblings about Christ's love for us. While they weren't perfect, my parents did their best to help me understand that I was a sinner in need of a Savior. I accepted Christ into my heart around the age of 6, but at the time, that meant saying a prayer so that I would go to heaven when I died. Because I grew up going to church, I had a lot of head knowledge about Jesus, but I never truly understood the impact of my sin until 7th grade. During the rest of middle school, I continued to learn of Christ's incredible love for me and tried my very best to live as he would want me to. But then I began high school, and I realized how much effort I was putting into getting good grades and acting like the perfect friend, daughter, sister, and teammate, which, let me tell you, is incredibly hard and, as I found out, completely impossible. It was exhausting, and I found myself stressed and depressed at the end of freshman year. Quarantine did not help, and I went into sophomore year having no desire to do anything well but sports, and even that began to fail me. Before I came to Region, all relationships in my life were a constant struggle. I was overwhelmed about everything, and sometimes without reason. I was lacking accountability and had no desire to spend time with God. I doubted God's plan in the pandemic and refused to see his goodness. I felt completely alone, and I hated being the way I was. I was being put into hard conversations constantly, and I felt like I could barely keep my head above water with all that was going on. I really wanted something to change, but I didn't know where to start or what to do. I understood this was not a good state to be in, so I decided to join Regeneration for Students in the fall of 2020. Through Region, I found roots and triggers to sins I've been struggling with for as long as I can remember, like pride, anger, and seeking man's approval. Region gave me the chance to be authentic and really realize the depth of my sin. My step group was so encouraging and vulnerable, and I looked forward to having a place I could really share what was going on. I have learned the importance of spending daily time with God and have been working on calling him, not only in the bad times, but always. While life is still hard, it became easier to trust God and understand that even when the world changes, he is still faithful, trustworthy, and loving. Because of Jesus, close relationships in my life have been strengthened. He has given me an amazing community group who are always willing to live out James 5:16 with me, which says, "Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has power as it is working." God has also deepened my relationship with my parents in small group. He renewed my want to spend time with him, and I began digging deeper into his word. While it is still hard, I have started pursuing him and letting him work in and through my life. Jesus showed me that his words have eternal meaning, while man's words will fail and disappoint. If I could encourage you with one thing, it would be that God has already forgiven you and is ready to change your heart. He loves you more than you could ever imagine, and he gives you what you need when you need it. Our perfect Heavenly Father looks at our hearts and calls us sons and daughters, not only at our best, but more often at our worst. He is the Savior we so desperately need, and he asks for nothing in return but our faith. Thank you for listening to my story.